find a very interesting parasha in the parasha Chayisara. The Torah Akdoisha tells us Avram Zokin Boba Yomim Vashem Beirach Avram Bakoil. Avram is a Zokin, he's Boba Yomim. Hashem blesses him with everything. Because we call his Gematria Ben. I don't know why you need the Gematria, the Gantishtical Torah of that. We know he had a Ben. Meyar Shoyaloi Ben Hayitzor Lassio Isha. The Be'er Yosef says that Bakoil, that he also had the bracha in him. So maybe he was a baruch, he came as David, the Oros, we'll see later on maybe. But the Maisa, Avram calls in as Avdoi, El Avdoi is Kan Beisoi, Hamoisha B'chol HaShaloi. He calls in Eliezer, and he asks Eliezer to come in, he has to talk to him. What's it about? What does he want from him? Simno yodcho tachas yireichi. Simno yodcho tachas yireichi. Viecho is in the milo. Vashpiacho b'ashem alakei ha-shamayim v'alakei ha-oretz. Asher lo yistikach isho lebni lemino yisaknani. Shanoichi yoshu b'kirubo. Kim al arzi v'le yimoladati teileich. V'lakach tisho lebni le-yitzchok. L'choyro, it's a dove pella. This is the first and the last time that we find that Avram is mashpia Eliezer. V'lekei ha-shamayim v'lekei ha-oretz. Agantz ha-shvua. So lo yisi kach ish l'vni b'no yisa k'nani ha-shem ha-nechi ha-orech b'kosh b'kiribo. Do not take from me a wife, or my son a wife, from the b'no yisa k'nani. And the choyer to David Pella. We know how Eliezer served Avram. And what Eliezer was ready to do for Avram, Rabbi Yisai. The world. He was his Talmud Muvok. Doile Umashke Mitzorosh Shor Rabbi. Not only that, we know earlier in Pasuk Leich Lecha, there's a Melchama. And Eliezer and Avram feel the achrayus that he's going out to fight a melchama against Kedor LaOmer, all the, these kings. And who does he take with him? 318 of his servants. That's one pshat in the Gemara Nedarim. But another pshat is Eliezer's Begematria 318. He took only Eliezer with him. Eliezer, the Sekhana Gedoyla, that was Oig's whole cheshbon. Oig came back and was Mevaseh to Sarah, to Avram. Loit's been captured. Go out. What was his Kavani? Avram's going to go and fight them. And Avram's going to kill with the four Malachim, with all the modern technology, all the advanced weaponry. And they're going to go out and fight them. Forget about it. And Eliezer follows. The servant has a servant after his master. Not only that, Hamoishel b'chol ha-shaloi, Chazal say, Hamoishel b'chol ha-shaloi, the Gemara in Yuma Darshins, this was a Talmud Chocham, Hamoishel b'chol Torah Rabbi, Zekan Beisai, Zeh Shekona Chochma, he was Zekan Beisai, he had married the Chochma, but not only that, he was Moishel b'chol ha-shaloi, the Poshet Taich Chazal, that he was mamish in charge of his whole estate. The whole estate of Avram Avinu. All the wealth. And Avram was one of the richest men in Siel and Kim HaTob HaSecheinu. The beginning of the parasha, Avram shelled out 400 shekel kesev. And once Rabbi Arya Kaplan, he once had made a cheshbon a few times, over $1 million he paid for the kvarim. Avram was a very wealthy man. Who's in charge of his estate? Who's running everything? Hamoisha b'chol ha-shaloi, Eliezer Eved Avram. He's in charge, running it day in day. Where's Avram? He's in the base medrash. He's busy with Klal Yisrael, with whatever, Megayer. He doesn't have time to run the estate. Who's writing out the checks? Anybody comes for a donation to Avram? Eliezer, Eved Avram, sitting there with his long beard, the Eved, writing out checks for everybody. So what's pshat? What's pshat? In fact, the Mefarshim, the famous Kasha, why is he now taking, Eliezer has to make a shvua, v'ashpiacha, v'ashem elokei ha-shamayim v'oretz. Not only that, Chazal learned out from here, one of the Mekoiris, that Eliezer has to hold on to a teva chayfetz, not only a regular shvua. Mikan a shvua d'arayis, you have to hold the chayfetz, b'yodei, you hold the chayfetz. In our times, we were mevatel, we don't have it today, but in the times, when it was Ika Takona, it was the Gemara, was they would take a sefer Torah. A shvua, they were like candles, as the Rosh described, like candles, take a sefer Torah. A shvua b'Hashem, swear in the name of Hashem. The Gemara is often by Mitzvah. Shekola oilam kula, nizdaze, anloisisa, ashishem ha-shech ha-shov, a shvua, vei chomer. The Gemara says, Choshed ha-mamoin alay, Choshed ha-shvuasa. Person's Choshed ha-mamin. He's not Choshed ha-shvua. Why? Nira zoktoysis in heyem et beza ba-metziya, dainu taim ishum de-shvua chamura. Sha-oilin nizdaz alay sisa, Hashem alakech al-ashov, that was after man Torah. But a shvua ba-Hashem, you know what that meant? Hashem alakech ha-shamayim alakech ha-oretz. He's swearing in the name of Hashem. Eliezer understood what that meant. He was a Talmudok. Nikita's chayfetz. He doesn't even give an introduction. Avram calls him in. Right away, Sidno Yorchatach Zurechi. Grab the chayfetz. And now make a shvua. Mamash Balokei. Mishmayim Balokei Oretz. What's the pshat, Rabbi Yisai? We don't find that he made a shvua in anything that he did with him in life. His trusted maid servant, Eliezer. Eliezer was so trustworthy, he gave everything over to him. Domestic Eliezer, Shadoilu, Mashmu, to Rosh Hashanah, HaMoishu B'chol HaShaloi, Chazal say Eloshin, Rabbi Yosef mentioned, Chazal, Moishu B'chol HaShaloi, another pshat, HaMoishu B'Yitzroi, he was Mamish, Moishu B'Yitzroi, he had command, and was charge of a Yeter. What was the Chesaron? What's he going to do? He had a daughter, very nice, but at the end of the day, he's Moishu B'chol HaShaloi, he's in charge of his emotions, he's in charge of himself. Avram tells him, you go, I don't want you to get it in. What's this whole shvua? Avram, take it easy. Take it easy. You know who I am. I'm a trustworthy servant. I served you. I went out to wars with you. I did everything for you. What's this whole, come on, take it easy, Avram. Shvua, daraisa, shekidas chayfetz, elakei shumayim, elakei oretz. Calm down, Avram. Nay. Elipshat, the spring down that this vort was told over to Chaim Briska, and Chaim Briska had a lot of hanoah from this yisoid. As yisoid goes out through Chumash Rabbi Yisai, but here it's very boilate, this yisoid. That's yisoid for all of us, for Hadroch HaSachayim. V'ashpiacho, v'ashem alakei ha-shamayim v'alakei oretz. Avram now has to be Mashpia Eliezer, his faithful servant, for one reason alone, Rabbi Yisai. This is Nogeya, the future of Klal Yisrael. Avram realized that getting a mother, acquired the next wife for Yitzchak, the wife of Yitzchak, the mother of Klal Yisrael, is serious business. It's something very, very, very serious. It can't even be looked upon as something that we could, you know, be a little bit careless with it. But not even careless. Your faithful servant, not Stam sending out Stam, Yishmael, who you saw, Eliezer, the faithful servant, even he it's not good enough. For something so precious, for something so serious, for something so important to the future of Klal Yisrael, v'ashpiachal, v'ashem alakei ha-shamayim alakei ha-oretz, asher lo yisikach isha l'bnei le-yitzchok. You have to go dafke there, nowhere else, and not to Benoiz Knaan. Don't ever take a Benoiz Knaan. And the Hezbah Advarim is, this is not really the Shmuz, but the Josh Aran explains, and it's a big Yisoy for Shiduchim Stam, why Davki sent him there, and not Benoiz Knaan, and not Benoiz Eliezer, whose daughter was Mamish, the son of a Rashiva. The Josh Aran explains that there's a difference between Midas and Hashkofis. Even though he went to Beis Besuel, Beis Lavan, with Ashkofus were fakrumt, based on the Zara, and with the Midois. The Midois were Meridic. If the Midois are okay, said the Rosh Aran, eventually you can work on the Ashkofus. But if the Midois are krum, if the Ashmushchosim and the Midois, Rahman al Islam, at the end of the day, what's going to come out, Rahman al Islam, there will be no future for Klal Yisrael. Avram understood the Achrais. He understood the responsibility that he has to pass on to the next generation. The Yisoidos, the building of the Ummah of Klal Yisrael, Ruchnius, has to be passed down from generation. If we have the wrong mama, if the mother of the future of Klal Yisrael is Pogum in Midos, B'soi v'sholdova, Rachman al-Etzlan, there won't be an end. It'll keep going and going. Achmol Tzan, finished. The midah ra will carry forth and vayit and vayit. There won't be a Klal Yisrael. The midah of Chesed that I instituted, that I already established to develop a Klal Yisrael, has to be carried forth. The torch has to be passed on, and only with a mother, such a mother, Rivki Meinu. That's how we can continue this greatness of Klal Yisrael. So Avram gets very serious, very, very serious with Eliezer. It's not a joking matter. It's not a time to rely on Chazokis, Shliach Oysa Shlichusoi. It's not a time to rely on the Nemonis. It's perfect. 100% perfect. I have to make sure 1000%. Only with a shvua belokei Avram, belokei Hashemayim v'aretz. Reb Chaim heard on this a marshal. There was once, he said, a marshal to a guy that comes to a shtot. He comes to a shtot and doesn't know what's doing in this town. He wants to eat in this town, obviously. So he goes looking for a proper restaurant, proper baked cafe, to eat. Where is he going to eat? So he says, we can tell the darga of the person's Yerushalayim, where he's holding in Ruchnius, by how he goes about looking for that restaurant. A stam poshut person, he'll be enough to see that flashing kosher sign. Kosher, kosher, kosher. I don't know if the light's off, it's a suffix, if you can go eat there. But if it's not, it's flashing, it's the Seder. Kosher. He'll go in and eat. First your sign, kosher, flashing. A Yehudi that's a little bit higher darga, a little bit more, he'll ask the people around the shuk, where can I eat in this city? Who can I trust? Eid Echad Nem B'Yisur, Mefurish Gemara, Beis Amin Beis. Schazik, Mefurish Gemara, Eid Echad Nem, Zok Rashi, Nivomis, El Tachad Yid in your house. And if he's more of a doctake, he'll go to the Beis Medrash. He won't go in the shuk and ask, oh, Mamash, you did the Beis Medrash? He'll see Mamash Anashim Chashuvim, or he'll see a person of Rav there. He'll see people there and he'll ask. And if he's even more zahir, he'll go to the Rav, or the Moitz of the city, and he'll say, Rabbi, you're the role of the start, you pass me where I can eat. Where you say I'll eat, that's where I'll eat. But if we'll come to a certain mokoim, Dr. Moshe, and he wants to go ahead and open a business, invest his money. Thousands of dollars he has to invest. He wants to become rich. He doesn't know the answer to mokoim. He comes to a certain city to invest his money. Who's Yosha here? Who's Neman? How would he go about investing his money? What would be the process of who he would invest in? Would he just walk over to any investment building where it's shining, investments, and walk in here, 10,000. I want profits. That's for Shalom. Would he even go to the shuk and ask around, who is the person that... No way, that's my money. Would he even go to the rabbi of the city? What are you, crazy? $10,000, my hard-earned geld. That for sure I'm not going to give over to any guy, any Frank Thomas, just to give it over. Who knows what he'll do with it? What will he do? He'll stay in the city a few months. He'll check out the people. He himself will go from place to place to look and see if this guy's trustworthy. And finally, after a few months, he'll invest, knowing outright that now he could be secure and certain, not 100%, that he's doing the right thing with his money. That's the chilek between Dvarim Gashmi and that's the Derech Klal, the outlook of Gashmi and Ruchni. That was Avram's chilek of Yisai. When it came to his money, Amoshe B'chor Shaloi, we never found that he made that Eliezer make a shmua. Eliezer should swear every day to him. It's a common event. It should be a common event every day. How are you going to spend the money today, Eliezer? Where are you going with the money today? What are you buying with my money? Where are you taking my sheep to its shuk? Eliezer, you're in charge of the money. But when it comes to Ruchnius, when it comes to the future of Chal Yisrael, what's going to be? Avram says, I don't trust even Eliezer, Eved Avram. Moshe b'chol ha'shaloi. Does his ruchnius? In ruchnius, a person has to have the hashkofa. It's the paramount of things in the world. And if a chas v'sholom, I have any sofek of going entering into this venture that could jeopardize my ruchnius. Avada, the emissar ben toiro, the emissar ba'al ruchni. Says chas v'sholom. Stay far away. It's dangerous. Going into a restaurant, I don't care whose picture's on the wall. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein's on my wall. Why can't you eat in my restaurant? If Rabbi Moshe Feinstein would be behind the counter and your picture would be on the wall, I'll eat on the restaurant. But you're under the counter, you're serving the food and Moshe's on the wall, the picture. Walking into any restaurant, Bochum, yeah, no problem, Rabbi. I'm going out to eat with my friends. My great 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 grandmother's third cousin down the side, down my mother's side. She is coming to Eretz Yisrael. They're taking me out for dinner. Where are you going? Which restaurant? I don't know, but they said it's going to be kosher. They attend the Reform Temple in Arizona, so for sure it's going to be kosher food. They know they're taking out a yeshiva bacha to a kosher restaurant. Down out there at Abu Ghosh, they just opened a new kosher restaurant, and they checked out even the mashkiach over there. Mom, they checked him out. He wears something on his head, a turban. He's an Arab from the village, but he learned Hilchos Shechita. The Tosis speaks out. He's learned Nem and Limo Hilchos Shechita. Eid Echad Nem B'Yisurin. But it's kosher. How do you know? The shell in the wall, but there's no shell. It's all Arabic. Well, we asked a few Arabs around, they said that means kosher. And he's going there, he's eating food that who knows what could do to his liver, but he goes in and he eats and everything, and the house is fine and dandy, and he comes back, he can't look at the Gemara. Is this Hebrew over here? Oh, yeah, the art scroll. Is this Hebrew over here? What language is this? What happened to the guy? He ate Tvarim HaSurim, but he's in the Tam Tavis HaLev. He He's not worried. Carefree, walks out into the street and he's going out to eat in a restaurant. All my friends, we're all going together. What do you mean? Supper. You can't eat supper in yeshiva. You know what they're having tonight? You know, those good bagels and lox. Okay, but we need fleishiks tonight. So we're going out to this restaurant. Where are you going? Who's taking you? You know, we're going with that bacher. He knows what's right. He knows what's kosher. He asked around here and there. And Rachman Litzlan. It's ruchnius. The person shepherding is ruchnius. And with one quick decision, it's all gone. It's down the palate and down into the stomach. The hamburger. It tasted kosher. Mamish tasted kosher. It might have had some jockey straps on it. But it tasted kosher. Rachman Litzlan. Are we careful? Rav Zeidel once said a Murray the Givort by Pina Ben. The Kohen takes the baby and the Kohen says, my boy is Tvei. That's how we start off them with the Ian of Pina Ben. My boy is Tvei. What do you want more? What's more? What do you want more? The money or the child? So it looks like a funny Me'ura, funny experience. The Kohen's asking the parents, what do you want more? You want the kid? Or you want the kesef? Give me the kesef for the kid. If not, I'll keep the kid, you keep the money. What kind of... Obviously it's partial what they want to pay. But that's what he asked. In the beginning of the Pina Ben, look at the Sidurim, all the Sidurim. My boy is Tvei. What do you want more? The money or the child? So Bzeidel once said, beautiful pshat in it. Bzeidel shlita she'ichil orach yom mishonim. He said, Mary, the pshat. He said, the pshat is, it's not his question now. This stage of the baby's life. It's a question forever. You have this child. You have a choice what place to send him. You could send him to this cheder. It's a little bit more expensive. Or you can send him to a different cheder. It's not so expensive. It's not so expensive. But the ma'isa, you know what's doing in that cheder, Rachman Litzlan. The type of chinuch that's given. It's not the best. You can't compare. My boy is Tvei. What's more chashiv to you now? Is it the money? Or is it your child's education? Is it spending extra money for a tutor? And giving up a little bit on the luxuries of your life? For the sake of the child's ruchnius? My boy is Tvei. There's not a shayla davka to be in Aben. There's something that has to escort you your whole life. What do you want more? What's more important? On the priorities on the list... What's more chashiv to you? Is it your Torah? Is it your ruchnius? Or is it chas v'sholom, other things? Rashi brings in Paraski Siso, Kiseitze, we find by the different nations that are also the common cloudy soil, there's a Sa'av Edoimi, there's a Sa'av Mitzri, Mikol v'choil, the third generation is allowed to come in. However, we find that Moyavite cannot come, as we see later on before. The Pasuk said, Lo yova amoni moyavi kala Hashem ador asiri. Fek Rashi, what's the chiluk? So the elik Rashi, meir the Rashi. V'shara umois mutar miyad. Hold the marito. Shamachli lo adam kosh lo min ha'orgoi. Shahorgoi lo bo'il mazeh. V'amachtiyoi. V'amachtiyoi. Rashi is even saying a different knage. Rashi is asking, even on Mitzri and Adoimi, why were they taka also even for those doiris? Other umas also killed us. All the umas killed us through the years. Why isn't there an Isser? They're muta miyad. And we can say the same about the chilah between doing the diagrams of Machtiyoi. But Zok Rashi, the Yisoit, a person who's killed somebody. Okay. At least he has the afterlife. There's eternity. But if Chas V'Shalom, a person's machti somebody else. If he wasn't doing Aveira, like it was with the Mitzrayim also did for a certain Bechina, and certainly a certain Moyav, Moyes Machtioi, Rachmona Litzlan, Machtioi, is Loisovoi Bekal Hashem at Oilom, the Knat is forever. Why? Shekodol Machtioi Yosim in Ahorvai. So what? He was Machtioi, Rachmona Litzlan. So he couldn't do an Aveira. So he brought him to an unkosher. So what? Rachmona Litzlan, Machtioi. Machtioi is Machtioi in Oilom Azeum, Oilom Abo. A person is Machti as a rabbin, because another person do a chet. That's the chiluk of Isaiah. That's why Avram understood. If we lose a few more dollars here or there, it's not the end of the world. It's only Olam Hazeh. But if Chas V'Sholeim, there's a pekam in the Isha Yisrael, the Imois of Klal Yisrael, then Rachman al Tzlan, as if we touch, we're playing with eternity. That was the Shaila. Avram understood the seriousness of what it means. Ruchnius has to be in the forefront of our minds. Avram, with everything going on, with all his wealth and all his understanding, but he never lost sight of what's the most important thing in our lives. The decisions come to here and there, what to do in our lives. And a lot of times it's a matter of giving up a little bit of a gashmius for ruchnius. And when it comes to that decision, where are we holding? What is our machshavis? The parasha, the minig in Klal Yisrael, the kavish to the minig, is to talk a bit about shiduchim in this parasha, Chayisara. What better hakdoma to the yisoid of shiduchim is this yisoid of Boisai? A person goes out on a shiduch. What's he impressed with? What's he enamored with? What's he caught up on? The looks, the money, side issues. He forgets the ikur. And the nafkamin is not going to be just in his married life. Doirei, doirei, doiros. Reb Shach was once speaking to the Briskerov. And he asked, Briskerov, I don't understand, a certain person they saw, Rahman son was not Noi Kishura. And they saw that he had married the children. And the Briskerov zogt, Leza, it's from the mama. Ich aber kazeh zirgli lorim ke'elev o'ona agriz, k'nira sha'im ishlam ho'isa chashuva. And Reb Shach once said over the tape to a Talmud, Ech zoichum lebonim gdoilim, heishiv zok Reb Shach to the Talmud, de ima gdoilo. Amoyer de gamama. Reb Shach speaks about how his mother, from Sius Nefesh, how she used to mamish lullabies to Reb Shach, what was her lullabies to Reb Shach? Not Snow White. And Mary Poppins. Those weren't the books that she read. Reb Shach learns, heard this, Da'a lozamana yakiri, emilam loy lo'odom, loy kesev loy zov, the hilikin of Basheva Shach, the man from Shach used to sing, Dan, no, laser, my tire laser, shemilam loy lo'odom, they don't escort a person, lost lovoy, loy kesev loy zov, elam mitzvahs from Isim Toivim, only mitzvahs. Zchorno chemdas levovi ki toiv schoira, schoira mikol schoira. The best is char, the best is parnosa, the best is ach. In the ganze welt, is toiro u mitzvus in oilem haba. Oilem haba is a good zach, and in toiro is a better zach. That's what Reb Shach heard from his mama. And how Shach spoke out about it different times about his mother. How she was the cause, Shaliva, Shalachem, Shalohi. She thought she was raising a star portion of Yingol. Gans Klal Yisrael she was raising. The Manik Ador. The cause that she put in, said Reb Shach, Ezuchon the Bonim Gdoilim, Alide Ima Gdoilo. Avram understood that. Sometimes we get one mitzvah, Hashem, we're going to go out and Shiduchim. And Rachman al Tzlan, the Welt has also poisoned us, that the most important things are looks, and not to say that we shouldn't be attracted of Ada, we have to have an attraction for our wives, but be deeper than that, Be deeper than the pocket that you know that money might be coming from. Be deeper than the chitzonius. Look pnima. Look deep inside. Find the midos. Find the hashkafis. Understand what they're really about. Rebbe, I went out last night. Yes, Yisachar, how'd it go? Well, I don't know. I'm not so sure. I don't know. You didn't like the looks. Okay, you're right again. But what about the Ashkafe? Well, my Riddick, Shemamish comes from a family, she understands what Torah is about, and this and that. And that's how a person should forego that. But a person has to understand what is the Ikka. The looks are important, but a person has to be attracted, a person has to have a good relationship with his wife. But he has to realize at the end of the day what marriage is about. You're going to build a home in Klal Yisrael. You're being trusted. You should build a bayis ne'eman in Yisrael. Everybody together, bayis ne'eman. I forgot the nigger already. Everybody will sing along, bayis ne'eman in Yisrael. What does bayis ne'eman, Rabbi said? Bayis ne'eman means faithful to his brain and to his people. A person has to realize that his home, he's entrusted with the responsibility of bringing up the future of Klal Yisrael. Who are you going to do it with? Who's going to be your partner? Who's going to be your Ezer? Is that going to be decided by a few dollars? Because she has a wealthy father. Because when you walked in to meet his father on the Shidduch date, you plunged into that couch. You sunk in. They couldn't get you out. It's time to go on the Shidduch date. He's so comfortable. Get me out. Was he enamored by the surroundings, the chandeliers that were hanging down? He could touch it. The silver was hanging so far down, draping down. The gold was so heavy, it couldn't stay on the ceiling. It was coming down. Then he walks into the living room. And he can't even look at the father. He sees all the pictures on the wall. But Rebbe had a picture of Moshe Feinstein also. The same one in the kosher butcher shop. It's hanging there, but they have a large size one. 37 by 62. Moshe Feinstein's hanging there. Well, I don't know what's hanging in the bedroom, but Moshe Feinstein's hanging there in the living room. Big, beautiful picture of him. I think that's the right shidduch for me. Ah, your ganze future is totally in this. Can't you feel how your children are going to turn out? Your grandchildren, great-grandchildren, it's unbelievable, Rabbi. What achrayas it is. And these days, in this time, when you're in yeshiva, it's a time to establish yourself. People ask me, what's the right shidduch I should look for? What should she have? So if either they're a klon, the yeshiva always says you should be a gutta and a kluga. She has a good natured and klug. A person has a head on her shoulders, you know, has direction in life. But the first step to shidduch Rabbi is establishing what you are, who you are, and where you're going to. First establishing what's your priorities in life. What's number one on the list? Well, your son's going to come home and ask, Tate, I want to learn a little bit extra. After school, they have a special class with another Rebbe. Can you maybe shell out another $50, $100 a month? And he's thinking in the back of the mind, well, what about the Chazana's tickets? He goes once a month to hear the Chazan. Whoa! How is he going to miss out on his Chazanah's concert? But your son's chinuch. The Chazanah's. Son's chinuch. There are going to be questions one after the next. And decisions that have to be made. Ruchnias, Wagashmias. Should we mavatu on the seventh car? Just in case all six were on our store one winter day, the one we keep locked up in the deep garage? Or should we maybe buy a shas for our house? an extra shas to go on the shelf? How much time should I spend with my children in their learning? Do I have to go out every week and go to the Marjan party every week? Maybe give up a little bit extra. I enjoy it so much, the Marjan party. I enjoy so much getting together with my friends. But Ruchni is a Gashmir. What will it be? What's going to make the decision of Isaac? If a person doesn't establish what his priorities are now, and a person should think that, okay, you're right, if it's a double push for me, I've had a Ruchnius. Ruchnius is number one on my priority list. But if a person thinks deep into his life, and not only that, as it goes on in his life, when he leaves the confines of the yeshiva, and he goes out in the world out there, and there's so many nisyonos, and the world's impregnating him with that svara, that what's the number one thing in life? Eat, drink, be merry, make wealth and gain honor in this world. Be mechumedik. That's what the whole world's talking about. Making more money and being more influential. There's the nesayon. If it's not embedded deep inside, if he's not a real Ben Avraham, then Soyva Sholtova, it's not Poshit of Isaac. It's so not Poshit. So many people to leave the issue with such Hashkofis. What do they remain with those Hashkofis? That's the Shaila. Yaakov Avinu is going to cry out at Tefillah in Parashat Vayishlach. Hatzileni no miyad ochi miyad Esav. Save me, miyad ochi, miyad Esav. What's the two lashonos make the Beis HaLevi? Ochi ve'Esav, they're the same people. Zok to the Beis HaLevi, Esav is the one who wants to kill me, physically. But ochi is the one, if he can't kill me, he tries to influence me with his hashkofis, to bring me to be his ochi. Ochi in his aveirais. After learning 14 years in Beis Shem Ve'Ever, Hatzileni no! What a tefillah davened! Miyad ochi, miyad Esav. As we're always medayik. First the ochi and then the Esav. Because Yaakov Avinu said, if worse comes to worse, I get killed. Okay, there's an afterlife. But miyad ochi, if he traps me in the yad ochi, if I get cornered in to the influence of Esav's life, that to live a life for Olam Hazeh only. Then chas v'sholoim, what do I have left? Miyar ochi miyar Esav. Diuk tvei miyar ochi miyar Esav. Rabbi Yisai, this is one of the most important yisoidos that a person has to get in his yeshiva life. In these days when he's learning yeshiva, to become so influenced in the way of true emes Torah, the complete life. That's what we're learning in yeshiva. How we should live our lives. How we should koin ha'derech ha'chayim. If a person has that right outlook, hashkof as we call it, and he mamishes koin it, then amidst Hashem, he won't be flustered, and he won't be mevulbo when he goes on those shiduchim. Not be influenced by all the side things that could pervert his vision. If it's embedded, if it's klar, if it's 100% klar, if he understands the achrayas, if he understands like Avraham Avinu v'ashpiach v'asher l'kei shamayim v'kei oretz. But if not, then rachmono litzlan, and it happens time and time again, he'll be cornered, he'll fall for this thing and for that thing. And remain at the end of the day, he'll walk out of it. With Rachmon al-Islam, he could lose many, many things. Such an important hashkafa, a person has to be koin Rabbi Yisai. And this has so many different hashlachot in the everyday life. He's invited for Shabbos. His friend in the yeshiva, his good buddy, his roommate, they're going to the cousins. The famous cousins. His cousins, why not They live out there in who knows where. And they're going for Shabbat. An innocent thing. It's an off Shabbos. What's the problem? Everybody goes out on off Shabbos. We're taking the bus. And they go to here. And who knows what Hashkof is. They're going to be in this house. And the guy could walk away from a Shabbos. Rachmon al Etzlan. Aye, but it was only just a small decision. I made it very carefully. He came to me in the room. What are you doing for Shabbos? Oh, you're not doing anything. You're going again to Matisdorf. You're going again to that house over there where they talk to you at the table. Okay, 1 week is not so bad. Shabbos Chayesara. Everybody goes out Shabbos Chayesara. We'll go out to who knows where. You'll enjoy a little bit Shabbos outside Yerushalayim. Where's he going? What's the decision based on? It's based in as an outlet. But what do you sacrifice? Sometimes I've had that person has to find places to go and outlets, but you have to be very, very careful about that. A person knows Chas v'Sholom, if it's a dangerous area in Yerushalayim, an Arab village, he won't step foot. My life, I won't go near that Arab village. He won't even go visit a cousin who lives somewhere near that Arab village. He's worried about a rock through the window. He's worried about dangers, physical dangers. And Ruchni's dangers we're not worried about. Ruchni's dangers we're not worried about. Places we go. We're going even to buy glasses. Where can we go? We can go to a shop nearby. We won't get the best looking frames. Not everybody's going to turn around when they see me in the street with my purple frames. Or you can go to a posher shop nearby. Going to that shop might be cost them a few days of learning. And going to the posher shop nearby will save him a few days of learning. What's the decision? It permeates all our whole life, Rabbi Yisrael. Well, no one is perfect. But if a person has it in Zinyan, he has it in his mind, it's in his consciousness, he lives his life differently. He has a certain pachad in Ruchnius. His Gashmius is lowered. And his Ruchnius is uplifted. And if that's what's on his mind in every decision that he makes, he lives a different type of life. Rabbi Yisrael, talking from experience, Rabbi Yisrael. How many Talmidim I spoke to after they left the confines? You hear the way they talk. It's a different sprach. It's a different sprach already. A different type of nusach. But this and but that. Whereas in yeshiva, they understood what it meant, Ruchnius. How important Ruchnius was. How number one on all the priorities was Ruchnius. It came to a matzav, Rachmon al Islam. There are other things. Vacations. What about your learning schedule? Vacations. What about this? This thing has to be more important than that thing. And making more money. For what? For more luxuries. And more of this, and more of that, and b'seiv v'shal davar. What does he end up? What does his family look like? What does his grandchildren look like? That's the nafkamira of Yisrael. How does his grandchildren look like? That's totally the type of wife he chooses, and the place he chooses to live. Where is he living? What was the decision based on? It was based on, what a beautiful lifestyle I'll have over there. Or was it based on Ruchnius? A smaller home in a smaller type of shtetl with more ruchnius. The nafkibina is eternity. Zokta b'shach, imagdoila. We have to be so careful about this time. As we start, some of us, this path of shiduchim, to have our focus on light, to be yayetz with our abeim. People have negiyas, emes and negiyas. Everybody has negiyas. He has to talk it out. He has to be yayetz. He has to be focused totally 100% on the right nekudas. On what exactly the person's about. Not the superficiality. Not the arum and arum. But the essence of the person. Are they good? Are they klug? Are they a person that can raise children? Do they know what it means to you, what ruchnius is about? This is what we have to look. This is what we have to work on. It's a matter of life and death. Eino zeh no oilam abo. No oilam azem, no oilam abo. He's yoytzi my oilam abo. And call a horror goes only oilam azeh. You ask a person, Rachmon al-San, to kill a person. To kill a person is unbelievable, Rabbi San. To kill a person, Rachmon al-San, the big three, if somebody comes over to you and says to kill that person, Rachmon al-San, you have to give up your life. And what about the machtiyoy? Someone comes over and says, you know what, go be machti that person. Go be machti that person. The same hashkofa. I have to give up my life for that. Machti another person. Cause another person going to fall ruchnias-wise. Ain loy chelik lo rabo. He loses all of rabo. Rachmon al tzad is much worse. This was Avram toward us. Avram with all his godless. Avram with all his godless and the way the veil looked on him, the Siyah Lukim, and how Eliezer looked on him, Mamash Eliezer looked on him with his eyes, every time he saw his Rebbe, he had such a hachnof him. Swear. Belekei Hashemai, Belekei Oretz. The Pasifah Shaldova, without swearing, you're not trusting. Me, you're not trusting. Eliezer could come back and said, Rebbe, how can you say this? I feel hurt. You're not trusting me. I don't trust anybody. This is ruchnius. Would you trust your life into somebody? Would you go over to a person and trust your life? Your friend's taking you to a certain place. Would you ask him if he's going to an Arab village? Well, he said he's driving me. We ended up in an Arab village. He wanted to see the sights in Ramallah. He wanted to get good pictures for his album. He doesn't have any pictures of Ramallah. He took me on a small journey. How did I know we were getting to a sakana? Well, I said, I didn't ask. You would ask first. What bus are you going on? Where are you traveling? Who are you going with? Who are you going to be around? When it comes to ruchnias, we don't ask. We don't ask. We take it for granted. We're saying, Chazok is on Eid Echad. He's a good bacha. But what's going to be, Rabbi Yisrael? What's going to be? A person can have, Rachman al-Islam, one bad experience. And it could destroy him for weeks, Rabbi Yisrael. Weeks till he gets back to himself. He can go to a certain place. I've seen this by certain bachurim. He went to a certain place for a Shabbos or whatever it was, and he saw something that wasn't good. Days or weeks till he gets back to his ruchnius. Life. He lost life. He lost days of his life for one mistake of going to a wrong place, going to a wrong makom, seeing the wrong things, being around the wrong people, hearing the wrong hashkafis. It's unbelievable, Rabbi Yisrael, how much you can be affected by one wrong mistake. And as we understand it so clearly in Gashmius, we have to understand the Ruchnius, Rabbi Yisrael. This is the lesson Avraham Avinu taught us. We should be zoicha be'eza Hashem. Be'eza Hashem is barach. To be able to make the right decisions. But realize in the depths of our heart, and to know and to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to ask for tefillah as Yaakov Avinu did. Hatzileini no. But it's more important to establish these years to the koyach of Torah, to the koyach of Musar, to the koyach of Shimush, Tamidei Chachamim, to get a derech hachayim, to establish clearly and once and for all what is the emes of true hashkofas hachayim. And then to follow us through and to live our lives and to pass it on to the future generations. Don't sell out the ruchnias. Teach it to your children and pass it down from generation to generation. That we never mavata for ruchnius. Anything in the world for ruchnius. We'll give up our livelihood. We'll give up everything. But not to mavata on ruchnius. Everybody's sorry. I saw a story recently about a certain family that came and lived in Tel Aviv. They lived in Tel Aviv in the early years. Alamaiso. There was a lady, Nachman al-San, her husband was Nifta, and she went to raise her family. Api, Derech HaTorah, it wasn't easy, she was alone, with a number of boys, and was myriadic hard, especially living in those times in Tel Aviv, that's where they live. And Amaisa, it came a time that the kids were getting older, and outside in the streets, there was Rechman al-Islan, people not dressed sneers and things like that. And it was a problem. There was one window facing the street, the chotzer, where the kids were playing and things like that. And there wasn't sneers to Gazachin so much. and the woman didn't know what to do. On one hand, the heat of Tel Aviv, Rachman al-Islan, it's a very, very difficult heat. Rachman al-Islan, but very, very difficult. On the other hand, to close the window, Rachman al-Islan, how difficult for them. On the other hand, the children's ruchnias, what do you do? And this child was raised in such a home, one of the children was raised in such a home, after the mother discussed the issue with them, took the oroi that was near above the window and put it directly in front. He moved it together with his other brother. They moved it in front of the oroi. They stifled. They suffered in heat. But all those children came out as Emes Ha'erlech HaYidin, Rabbi said. Emes Ha'erlech HaYidin. It was difficult. It was suffocating, maybe. It was very difficult. We're not saying one in those Madregas, maybe. But they understood. It might be difficult, really, Gashmi's wise. But at the end of the day, how are they going to look? If they're going to be open by the window, they're going to be looking out to what's going on in the Rechoiv. Rechman al-Islam. What could be affected in the Shomis? And a kind of Shomis in the Satavi Tahiri. Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch gave us a Matana, Pikodoin. That halak in the Shoma, where do we take it to? What do we do with it? Where would we go with it? That we have to understand, Rabbi Yisrael. It's a halak in the Shoma. If we made Moshe L'Mont of a Doime, a person understood what's doing in his Neshama, how holy it is, how pure it is, he would be so careful. The problem is we don't see it. But the Moran Brachot describes the Neshama in a certain way, the Gemara describes it, in parallel to the Ibn Shalom himself. It's doima to the Ibn Shalom. Roya v'ena nira, the Nisham is a chelek elika. So pure, so holy. Where do we take it to? What do we do with it? Are we careful? Are we looking out for the traps and the pitfalls and the Yitzhak trying to damage it, impurify it? If it remains holy, we come up here after 120, we fulfilled our mission. If we impurify it, we metame it. We take it to the wrong places. We do the wrong things with it. Nachman al-Islan, it's pogu. And forever and ever. Realize what we say. And we work on these inyonim, these years. And be'ezah Hashem, when it comes that time to make that decision, what's it going to be? The ruchni is, or the gashmi is? My boy is tvei! You'll know to answer. I want my child's ruchnius. I want my own ruchnius. I'll move away. I'll give up my job. Give up my job, Rabbi Yisrael. I'm in an office that they speak Lashon Hara, Yoyim V'Layla. And all I hear is Lashon Hara day and night. It's very lucrative for the career. Making millions. But there's an Nisayan there. In Lashon Hara. There's an Nisayan. There's a Doyen Shirach Malzah woman there. Who Rachman is causing me an Nisayan. There's other things going on in the office that are not proper. Giving up this career is not Toshit. What does he do? The decision comes now. He has the oil and evidence. He's by the door of the boss. Should he give up his job? Or should he stay in that office? He knows if he stays longer, and Rachman is not what's going to be his ruchni is. There are guys in the office, even though there are no women there. What do they talk about? Prostin Nakut in Yonim. What are they doing? They're going in the office talking about Prostin Yonim. They come in every day, and Rahman al-Islam, I walk out every day from the office messed up. What's going to be my decision? And he's standing outside the office of the. He knocks on the door. Yes! Yankala. Yankala Lababik. My trustworthy worker. What did you want? I was about to offer you a raise. I want to raise your salary another 100,000. Yeah. Excuse me, boss. I wanted to talk to you about what's going on in the office a little bit. I don't know if I can stay for that pay. You make a little bit more, maybe. Can he stay for that pay or stay? I don't know if I could stay any longer. But what are you going to do? You going to sell milk? What are you going to do? What are you going to do for a living? Well, my wife makes a good lemonade. But you're 42 years old. Yeah, I'll stand in the corner, lemonade. A five cent lemonade stand I'll have with some popcorn. That's what you're going to do for a living?
Yes. It was a matter of life and death. I stay in this office very much longer. What's going to be with me, Rabbi Yisrael? What's going to be with me if I stay longer in this office? Someone told me recently a myriadic story. There was a big advertisement in London and in England for a person who was looking for a job. And Lamaisa, it looked like a very lucrative offer. He called the ad. He's waiting in the office in the waiting room. And different people are going in and out. A bunch of going. He has his keeper on, and he's so nervous. Should I put it on? Should I take it off? Should I wear it? Shouldn't I wear it? Lamaisa, if I go in and wear my keeper, these guys are probably rich goyim. They'll see me. They'll be anti-Semitic. Should I? Shouldn't I? He's going back and forth and back and forth. And it's time for his appointment comes. And he has his yarmulke on. And he says, yeah, I have to do it. And at the last second he says, no, I could lose my job. He pulls off his yarmulke, puts it into his pocket. He opens the door. Three chassidim sitting there. And they saw that he was a Jewish name. Jacobson, whatever. They said, where's he? And he felt so embarrassed. Amaisa, he didn't get the job. At the end of the day, he didn't get the job. Here I am to know. And Amaisa, he didn't get the job. That was the decision. The last minute, he pulled it off. What's going to happen? I don't wear my yarmulke. What happens if I don't shake the hand of the boss's wife? Come on, you know, it's only one time. Oh, well, what's the real thing is? Are we ready to sacrifice? Are we ready to go through the sacrifice of Parnassah for the sake of Ruchnius? That's all Tolya Boisai. How strong we become in these years. We can be affected in a small, small way, and a whole type of life will change. Loit, we always say, what happened to Loit? Loit was went with Avram, Aleich Lachom Yaratzecha, Talmud of Avram. He ends up in Stoim. What happened, say Meforshim? Mitzrayim. He went through Mitzrayim. He saw this nus. Loit changed. Ah, Rabbi Yisai. We have to know, if we're not going to be strong, they're going to be nisyonis one after the next. In this Shiloh, if we're not going to be strong, we're going to see Rachman Al-Tzan down, 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 down. And there's no stopping. But if we remain strong, if we remain solid in our views, and Basayva Shaldova will see the Siyat Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael is never going to forsake you when you sacrifice for him, Rabbi Yishmael. You take off your yarmulke, you take off this, take off the tzitzis and this and that. You might win the job. At the end of the day, one day you'll regret it. But you remain strong and faithful. So you bring Shimon his Torah. One day you'll sit back as a proud grandfather by his side. That is the nafkamina, all the doyrus. Those who kept strong, those who remained mighty, those who withstood those tests. How we look back at his side. My grandfather was one of them when he came to America in the early 100s. What an historian it was! You would come in every week with a family waiting at home. Bread. They want just bread. No big steak, no lamb chops, a little bit of bread, a little bit of water. The father goes out to work and it's going good, a week of work. The boss says, it's Friday, we'll see you tomorrow, Joe. You're coming in tomorrow, Joe? And Joe says to the boss, it's my Shabbos. And the boss says, but we have to work tomorrow. You better be here 9 a.m. sharp or you won't have a job. And how many gave in? The Meir Shapiro tells a funny word. We know, we say every Friday night, V'yonuchu vo, Yisrael, right? We say V'yonuchu voi, and on Shabbos day we say vo, and on then we say, right, how does it go? Vo and then voi, right. Friday night is vo, and by Shabbos is voi, and by Shalashim we say vom. So Meir Shapiro said a word based on Yudhi America, Rachman, and how many succumbed? So what was? At night, the man used to go to work. So the Yinu Chuvah is a var, it's a joke, it's a pun. The Yinu Chuvah, by day, the lady went to work. The Yinu Chuvah, by Shalosh Shunas already, they had calmed down. The Yinu Chuvah. How many succumbed? How many? And why not? They came home, the kids were crying. Children were crying, there were tears in their eyes. There wasn't tears. There's no water for the tears. Starving. The desire was great. But those who stood up, one of my grandfather, one of them, and many probably grandparents of those who are sitting here today, those who stood up, and those who said, I'll never sacrifice Shabbos. Never. For the sake of my, for the sake of Gashmias. There was crashes, people were jumping off the... I'll never sacrifice. They remain strong. Their children are sitting in yeshivas today. Their grandchildren. And vayita vayita toiris. Those who succumbed, where are they today? Halavai. Halavai, yes or no. Maybe reform, if not intermarriage. Intermarriage in America, where did it start? Mavater on certain ruchnis for gashmias. And slowly the snowball effect of Boisai. One after the next. Those who remain strong and said, I'm not. Like my father used to tell me, my grandfather, how hard it was. And he didn't want to mevata, no way. I'm not mevata on Shabbos. Difference how the grandchildren will look like that. And so on and so forth in Arnas Yonas. I can mevata on Yisayda Yomi every morning for an extra buck. I can mevata on it. He came out of yeshiva. Oh, mamish, with the shmuzin. He has every one of Yisrael Abraham shmuzin on CD. Pulls it out. He's strong. I have to go to work, support a family. I'm going to have my 9 o'clock Seder every day. 2 hours in the morning. No vittel. No way. I'm not mevatel that Seder. From 11 o'clock, I'll start my work. And the guy finds a job. He lands a job at Siat Tishma because he's not mevatel. But two years later, the shmuzin are wearing off. He stayed the schmoozer on some shelf downstairs in the basement with his Charlie Chaplin movie tapes. Underneath the Charlie Chaplin tapes, he has those old tapes from his yeshiva days. And the Shaila comes now, the boss offers a lucrative offer. Another 25 grand if he comes at 9 in the morning. Well, I think between in the office they have a Mincha Maariv Shia, and I could do Kitzur Shulchan Aruch there, the English one. They have Code of Jewish Law. I saw my boss, he's Jewish also, Sam Schwartz. He has a code of Jewish law on a shelf in the office over there. I'll pull it out, you know, in the office, and I'll make up my Seder. Nachman al-Tzlan, Rabbi Yisai. At the end of the day, he's not going to remain strong. Under a mishpacha you'll have. A different mishpacha. People know in this room standing here, those who follow Moshe Nevesh v'Torah, what a different appreciation they have of Torah. Because they understand this Yisoid. V'ashpiyacha b'ashem alekecha. Ay, Rabbi Yisai. This is the one and most important Yisoid that you have to learn in yeshiva. The number one priority in life. Because this is Klal Yisoid, Rabbi Yisai. You can't think small. We stop thinking small. Our children, I'm speaking to you guys, are the future of Klal Yisoid going to look. How they're going to look is in your hands. Don't think small. It's entrusted to you. You have to know. And you have to realize that one and only thing that's important is to defer no matter what. And to give up everything for it. If you realize that and you follow it, then Ashrecho v'ashre bonecho v'bizoycho v'eizah Hashem tenachas siyat nishmaya v'eizah Hashem kol tuv selah v'shibizoycho v'eizah Hashem v'koroif v'schus. That we always put this in our minds, it's on our minds. B'schus that we understand this Yisoid. B'schus that the Yibayin Sholom's Torah, his mitzvahs, is number one. He'll look down upon us with our nesyonos as we overcome them in this with this hashkafa, and he'll shower us with benevolence. He'll shower us with siyata shmaya to overcome this nesyonos. And b'yizoycha be'ez Hashem to siyata shmaya atzuma. Ubiyat Mashiach Tzikeinu. May of Yemin Amen.